I'm so glad that I'm alive. Aren't you glad? Ooh, that I have a voice that I can lift up and say, thank you, Jesus. I didn't ask my mind, didn't ask my feeling. I didn't ask any of those things. I just said, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, you are alive in me. Glory to God. And because you are alive, glory to God, I will lift my voice and bless you. Anybody in this house going to help me tonight? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank be to God, for he is still on the throne. Amen. He's God and God alone. No one, nobody, nowhere, anytime can compare to him, take his place and move him out of his place and take over. That stupid Satan tried it one time. He found out he made the biggest mistake of his life. Amen, amen. And hallelujah, we are alive in Jesus. Oh, what a blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to say to all of you, amen. We are encouraging you to reach out to other people, amen, because they are to bring them where they can be helped, where they can hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to start a new series. You're familiar with some of it, but that I was instructed by the Lord to go into some details, so I'm going to lay a foundation. I'm going to go into some details, and it's going to change everything. Amen. It's going to enhance our worship, our praise, our daily walk with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And because it's going to, we'll be reiterating, we'll be bringing revelation to some areas of your spiritual walk with the Lord that you didn't know, and that's going to reiterate some things you already know. And the Bible says, faith come how? How did faith come?
By
hearing, hearing by the word of God. And we are born of God, and the Bible tells us in John Gospel, chapter 4 and verse 24, I believe, God is what? God is a spirit, right? And they that what? Worship him. Come on, talk to me now like you know your Bible. God is a what?
Spirit.
Spirit. And they that do what?
Worship
him must do what? In spirit and how? If God is a spirit, and the Bible says he is a spirit, so he is a spirit. And the word of God in John, 1 John, called us what? Sons of God, right? Am I right? That means I am a spirit. Say that to yourself. Say, I am a spirit. I am a spirit. Come on.
I
possess a soul. And I live in a body.
God is my Father.
And Jesus is my Lord.
And they are together.
And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father
on the throne.
And we've been raised up and made sit together with him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? So, since we know God is a spirit, then we and God is our Father, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. We want to learn about our daddy, our Father. We are like him. And let me give you another one. And like I said, I'm going to lay a foundation. I've been instructed by the Lord to lay this foundation. Ephesians, if you have the screen ready, we can work on it, getting it ready. Ephesians 5 and 1, and I will pull this one up, because I didn't give this to him. I knew the Lord would do this, and I just follow him. Ephesians 5 and 1, and I'm going to read this, I believe, in the Amplified Classic. I think that's where I want to read. Let me get there. And because I see if that's right. Yep. Notice in Ephesians 5:1, it said, therefore be imitators of God. Well, if you are a horse and I'm a cow, can they imitate each other very well? You're a snake, I'm a grasshopper. Can they imitate each other very well? You know why? They are species or what you call insect and so forth. You know why they can't? Because they are not like each other in creation. But God created you and I like himself. God is a spirit. This is what we want to sell tonight, and we want to learn so we can go where the Spirit of God wants us to go and flow where he wants us to flow. There's deeper thing coming. There's greater things coming. People's going to need you. You and I are going to need to know how to flow here and go with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So he said, therefore be imitators of God, copy him and follow his example. As what? As what? Well, what? Well beloved children imitate their fathers. Now, you know, my wife and I were blessed to raise 7 children. Amen.
Amen.
And I saw Shale do it, and I saw our son do it. I would come in from work, pull off my big work boots, and they'd get over in those work boots and try to wear them, trying to imitate daddy. I saw Shale try to get in high heels and imitate her mama. And the only thing was her whole foot was down in the front part of the shoe. But they were trying to do what? Copy mom and daddy.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Right?
Why? Because they are like us. We are like God, and we need to act like him.
Amen.
Not only act like him, we need to know him.
Yeah.
We need to know him in the spirit.
Amen.
Not just know about him.
Amen.
We need to know him with revelation knowledge, spiritual truths, so we won't be shaken by all this false stuff around us. We have a lot of stuff to deal with, and God is bringing his children to the place that we should be in our walk with him, rather than acting like something else. All this religious stuff is a waste of time. We waste our time trying to be churchy. God didn't tell you to be churchy. He said, be holy.
Amen.
Amen. He said, be as he is, so are we. That's what the scripture teaches.